Hello, I'm Harry Balzac, and welcome to our occasional series where we delve into the lives of some of the people who help to keep our galaxy turning, albeit very slowly. This week I'm talking to one of the original truckers, space station truckers, that is. We all take them for granted as we fly in and out of stations, seeing them drive round and round, seemingly endlessly. But who drives them? What do they carry? And what do they do when they're not driving? Today, we're going to find the answers to some of these questions and more. I managed to catch up to a typical station trucker, a Mr. Austin Space, in a hangar.
Yes, Harry, it's a lonely life as a station trucker. All I see all blinking day is the back of the truck in front and the occasional ships swanning about in the station. My, how we laugh when one gets caught in the toast rack or gets blown apart by system defences. Of course, we have to remember to keep our heads down when that happens. We don't want a piece of wreckage landing on our trucks. After all, it's not our job to clear up pieces of ship.
Do all the trucks transport the same cargo?
Couldn't be further from the truth. First of all, you have to remember that it's different for station truckers in different economies. Here, in an agricultural station, I might, for example, be picking up bio-waste and delivering it to the processing plant. Or I might be taking grain to the extensive animal pastures where they're allowed to roam freely on magnificent green pastures. Or admittedly, they're just painted green. Under the warm, shining sun. That's an artificial sun, you understand, and it's several levels down, which is why you've never seen them. Once upon a time, we could make a few credits on site transporting unknown artifacts. You know, those Thargoid sensors. With the combination of the Aegis research and the corrosive effects of the stuff meant that the bottom dropped out of the market. And my truck. However, I do have some mates over in an Anarchy system that have a good line in illegal salvage. So if you ever want a souvenir, just let me know. Basically, it's pick up cargo one side of the station, then drive to the other side and unload. Then repeat. And again. And again, until my shift is over. You'd think that in the 34th century we'd have invented an automated way to transport goods, but you can't beat the human touch. That, and we've got a very good union.
Doesn't it get boring doing the same thing all day?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But not a bit of it. You have to keep exactly the right distance from the truck in front, not varying even by as much as a Remlock's codpiece. You have to look out for all of the maniacs that drive in and out of the traffic, weaving between trucks like demented BMW drivers. Naturally, they're careful never to do that when a ship's overhead, so they get away with it time and time again. And of course, I listen to late radio, so there's the constant struggle to keep awake to deal with.
It sounds like you'd be in need of some relaxation once your shift is over.
Of course, it would help if the bleeding trucks went all the same colour. I blame the management for over-ordering, or else someone's been sharing someone else's escape capsule, if you get my drift.
Thanks to Austin Space there for that fascinating insight into the life of the space station trucker. Next time, I'll be talking to the staff who contact your ship when you reach a landing pad and finding out why you can't see them when you come into land. Until then, this is Harry Balzac lifting off.